When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Tracy Pearlman is with us from her office at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
How was your fourth?
It was lovely.
Did you see?
We did some mini golf. Oh, we did some sparklers. All the hot dogs.
Where do you mini golf? I feel like our mini golf scene here in the Twin Cities is not that good.
So we jumped the gun and did not listen to Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer and canceled our pool plans. So we mini golfed at Putt Shack in Edina.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
That
it's a little
fun.
More interactive than mini golf.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. The kids liked it. Our parents liked it. My family's golfers. My parents really enjoyed it. So it's fun.
We have the mini golf scene has become a video game scene,
yeah.
Right?
It's
not like when I was a kid growing up in suburban Chicago, there was a mini golf place called Par King, and Par King had all the cheesy. They had the windmill. They had the at the end
the clown mouth.
Yes, all of those things.
Yeah.
And I love that stuff. And especially when you're in high school.
Yeah.
One of the things my kids talk about is that it's hard when you're under 21. It's hard to find stuff to do. Mm-hmm. You know.
But there's also Centennial Lakes has a great mini golf course. That one's actually challenging.
Skill golf. Do you want skill golf or do you want comedy golf?
I just want to be entertained. Yeah. I want to have fun.
Yeah.
The other one is Puttery in
the
North
Puttery
Loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's a little more traditional, but it's artsy.
I like the Putt Shack. I mean, where's your favorite golf place? It's 651-461. 9226. We also have those big Launch Pad. Have you been to Launch Pad down near Mystic Lake?
No, not yet.
That's pretty slick, that one.
I enjoy Top Golf.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Right.
Idea. If I'm not actually golfing, it's fun.
Yes. Alyssa cannot golf.
Okay.
And she is most likely to be the champion when we go
of
to.
Course.
Yeah.
Because she's not overthinking it. Like when my parents go to Topgolf, they get really competitive.
Right.
They don't understand why the ball's not going where they want it to go. And this, and I'm like, you have to play the game. You got to look for the colors and you have to just keep hitting it. So if I know I can use my 7-iron and I can just knock it into a red consistently, my points will triple. I have to strategery.
Is it fun to win with the points, or is it just more fun to like hit the ball and like really let it? Yeah. I just try to hit it as hard as I can. That's it.
Okay. Then you're not playing for strategy, but that's fine because then I'll win. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
That's true. It's a win-win. For you.
What did you do for the 4th?
4th of July, my sister-in-law and her husband, they are sort of the 4th of July mavens. So we had a party at their house in the Grove in the MG. Prior to that, we went to Meteor Bar in North Minneapolis, which had a hot dog eating contest.
Nice.
And what that moment taught me, as a big fan of Meteor Bar, I love that place. Meteor Bar is like, it's dive bar vibes, but craft cocktail.
I was going to say, it's like the bartender's bar, isn't it?
Bartenders love Meteor. And I love Meteor.
Mike Augustinak likes Meteor.
Big cocktail.
That may be an unsolicited advertisement, but I have personally dropped him off at that bar.
So what was interesting about being a 51-year-old man at Meteor Bar on the 4th of July is that I felt like a 98-year-old man at Meteor Bar.
Oh.
Because Meteor Bar is a place for the hipsters.
You qualify.
No. The hipsters of today are in their 20s. Okay. There were a lot of mullets. There were a lot of mullets.
Oh.
There were rat tails.
Oh.
There were...
plaid? Was there a lot of plaid?
Well,
are the hipsters not wearing plaid anymore?
Yeah, no, they're not. They're wearing very tight, like, graphic tees. Very tight graphic tees.
Okay.
That let you see maybe more than you need to see, you know?
But want different.
It's just like there was a point that the hipster was like the bearded flannel going to the craft brewery guy.
Right.
Today's hipster, I think, it just was a different visual. It's
a different vibe.
Visual. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if
was
you,
your cocktail good?
The cocktail was great. The hot dog
was it a
experience.
Bomb pop? Like, I love a bomb pop cocktail on the 4th of July. Little grenadine, blue curacao, lemonade.
Right? America.
Vodka.
America. I would just say, like, the young people of the hipster bar scene, it's just like it made me glad that I wasn't young, you know? It looks like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is.
So that's what we did. And then we watched people like try to do a hot dog eating contest, which I think we all think, like, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 5 minutes?
Two. I remember, Jason, I had gastric bypass. I have a tiny tummy.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe half of one?
I could maybe... For sure, one, maybe one and a half, maybe two if I'm, like, really hungry.
I'm not sure I could do two. I mean, you look at it and you think, like, oh, that looks so easy. But then watching these people, it was just bun and dog.
Okay.
How many do you think
were they doing the water bit? Because that's where it gets really gross watching one of these things, where they dunk it in a big glass of water so that the bun goes down faster.
Well, we watched the Joey Chestnut thing before we went to Meteor, which, let's just be honest, that was too much.
Yeah, no.
Too much time for Liz and I to watch people shove hot dogs in their mouth.
Not good.
Yeah. What I find amazing is once he knows he's ahead, he just slows himself down.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have to eat six more, so I'm just going to slow her down.
Doesn't he have any pride, though? Like, let's try to get the record. Let's try to be better than before. You just want the money, I guess.
He just needs to win. Yeah. But I think I heard on the radio people say, he has certain foods, like hot dogs is his specialty. There's other foods he's not as good at that they know they can beat him at. Mm. And I was like,
He was here in Minnesota for like a chicken wing. I interviewed him. He was like on mid-morning or something back in the Channel 4 days. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Weird. You know, you can make money doing all sorts of weird stuff in America.
If you were to take part in a eating contest, what food would you either want to attempt or do you feel like you would have a good shot at winning?
Fried pickles. Frickles.
Oh.
Yeah. I could house coins, Frickle coins, like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan?
I'm trying to process how you, I mean, that came right out of the holster. You didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Well, I had fried pickles last night, and so it was just top of mind.
Top of mind? Yeah. Mine's pizza, without question. I could.
Oh.
I can crush
some
pizza.
How would you do a pizza eating contest? Because the danger of, like, the mouth burn, the roof of your mouth from the.
Whoever is doing the contest then obviously has to. No, it doesn't have to be cold pizza. You just have to serve it at a, you know,
lukewarm
temperature that works.
Warm, room temperature pizza.
You know how it is when you go to a pizza place. And yeah, it comes out and it's probably like the nuclear cheese, but if you give it like 5 minutes, it's, you know, it's fine.
Do you have that kind of patience?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called self-control.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, if I get a tavern-style pizza, square cut, like at Lattice or Red Savoy, I'm going to burn the roof of my mouth. I'm going to do it. I don't care.
Well, it's the reverse Joey Chestnut. I'm going to start slow, and then as the pizza cools, now I'm getting into it.
And then you build. Bing. Yeah, I think we'd also, for pizza, that's a good one. You'd have to, is it like the Minnesota cracker crust? Is it a thin crust? Lattice has got.
I think it's
got
to be a thin crust. Thicker. Yeah, no, you can't do the big thick crust. It has to be a thin crust.
But like the Sicilian style?
Yeah.
Go to town.
No. Yeah. Texter's coming in with a couple mini golf suggestions before we take
please.
A break. Big Stone Mini Golf, very fun.
Very fun. Minnetrista, that's not Minnetrista.
Big art sculpture is very cool. That's a good one. Mini golf at the Walker Art Center is a very cool place. Yeah, just skyline view, crazy art. Dinosaur Dred Scott in West Bloomington. Is that? I have in all my years, I have never heard of that. But that is, it's by the Pig Ate My Pizza, the Lynx at Dred Scott. I had no idea.
Huh.
Bloomington. There's a lot of stuff in Bloomington.
So cute. It's the premier mini golf course.
And it's at Dred Scott Field, right by Tony Oliva Field. So this is right off of like 169 and Riverview Road. So
looks adorable.
No, there you go. All right, let's break. In a minute, we're going to ask Tracy about what happens when an artist cancels at Grand Casino Arena. Two pop stars canceled their shows in St. Paul this July. I just wonder, like, how this all goes down. Nothing specific about these two. People cancel shows for all sorts of reasons. But Meghan Trainor and Melanie Martinez are both called off shows next week, which I assume means Tracy gets a few more nights to, like, go mini golfing. We'll learn a little bit more about that when we come back on Drive Time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power.
And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Tracy Pearlman with us from Grand Casino Arena, where this next week was supposed to be a busy week. Over at Grand Casino Arena, but two pop stars canceled. Meghan Trainor, who you know, like all about that bass, about the you know her, and that she's like half the woman she used to be, Meghan Trainor. Yeah. And then Melanie Martinez, who I don't know who that is.
So she started on The Voice,
okay,
and then kind of built up a career from there.
So they both canceled their shows next week. What happens to a venue? So like over at Grand Casino Arena, you have plans, you have people scheduled, all this stuff. Maybe there are do you start building or preparing for sets or seating or any of that? Or
not at this point. So I'll back it up. So when we announce a show, we internally know a couple weeks to a couple months out ahead of time. That's established. People can rent out the venue. So how it works is somebody like Live Nation or AEG, a concert promoter, will rent out the building. We operate it. So the show is announced. For whatever reason, an artist cancels. You know, it's sort of like canceling a reservation, canceling a hotel or restaurant reservation. So then we kind of stand down at that point. So as far as things being built, no, the sets and seats aren't put out until about a day or two before. Sometimes if people kick off a tour, Lionel Richie's kicked off a tour here. Trying to remember who else has kicked off tours. But when they kick off a tour here, they may be in the building, or Benson Boone was the other one. They may be in the building for a couple days before to just do rehearsals and final tech checks and things like that. But really, it's the night before a lot of the stages are built. So nothing was built. Seats weren't put out. These shows were canceled pretty early. They've been canceled now for a couple months. So, any fans that bought tickets will get refunds, you know, from the promoter. We're just kind of the middleman in it. So it's not as exciting as it sounds when shows get canceled.
Yeah, so it's not really that big of a deal. It's sort of like if you know, Dan was getting married and then...
and bye.
Somebody canceled at the last minute, then it's you lose your deposit or something.
The things that it does, you know, end up affecting is you've got a lot of union workers, right, who are rigging the lights, they're putting out the chairs, they're cleaning the facility, all the people on tour. We have guest services people, the restaurants around the building. So there is a trickle effect when we're not as busy, right? But really, unless they're canceling a day or two before, we're not in that much of a staffing jam.
You got Monster Jam next week.
We do.
How long does it take to put all the dirt out there for Monster Jam?
It's about 3 days.
They
get it done in about a day and a half, but it takes them about 3 days to finalize it. We will put out a time-lapse video, and it is really fun to see because the trucks are huge and they're hauling a ton of local dirt, I learned last year.
Local dirt. Get out of here.
It's local. Otherwise, they have to ship it.
It's artisanal local dirt.
It's from the Twin Cities.
You guys are so
Minnesota
desperate.
Dirt's the best dirt. People are telling me.
If they had to ship it and drag it from city to city, you're paying for all that extra fuel.
All right,
so if it comes, it's coming right off of 394 is what it's
I want to know where the dirt is. I'm going to go out and do a social media video about the artisanal dirt that are being brought in for Gravedigger.
Yeah. It's a cool show. Get your tickets.
I mean, honestly, the best thing about having Tracy on is she makes me look a little less like a shill. So only a little, though. Continental
Diamond. Let's not go that far.
Continental Diamond time is 3:58. Keep your dang dirt out of the Continental Diamond showroom in St. Louis Park. Thanks, Tracy.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.